This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo blames Iran for the attacks on Thursday of two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman off the Iranian coast.
Iran is lashing out because the regime wants our successful maximum pressure campaign lifted. No economic sanctions entitle the Islamic Republic to attack innocent civilians, disrupt global oil markets, and engage in nuclear blackmail.
Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif said the timing of the latest apparent attacks was beyond suspicious because Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was in Tehran meeting with the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Their talks focused on ways to de-escalate tensions between Washington and Tehran. One of the tankers is Norwegian-owned and the other is owned by a Japanese company. One was set on fire and sent up smoke thick and black enough to be seen by satellites in space. Departing White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders will have the honor of being one of the few to leave the administration without having been fired. In fact, as President Trump announced her departure, he encouraged her to do bigger things.
She's going to be going back to Arkansas with her great family. Her husband is a fantastic guy and her family. And I don't know, Phil and folks, if we can get her to run for the governor of Arkansas, I think she'll do very well. And I'm trying to get her to do that.
And Sanders returned the kind words.
I'll try not to get emotional because I know that crying can make us look weak sometimes, right? This has been the honor of a lifetime, the opportunity of a lifetime. I couldn't be prouder to have had the opportunity to serve my country and particularly to work for this president.
Sanders has lasted in the position longer than anticipated by many. White House staffers last year had expected her, Sanders, who's 36 and the mother of three, to depart following the November midterm elections. This is VOA News. A suicide blast killed at least 9 people, wounded 13 at a police checkpoint in eastern Afghanistan. Provincial officials said security personnel and civilians are among the victims of the attack in Jalalabad. A police spokesman told VOA a senior police commander was among those killed. The Trump administration hopes within days to conclude a deal with Guatemala that would block Central Americans from seeking asylum in the United States. VOA has obtained an unsigned copy of a 7-page draft White House agreement, which would establish a safe third country protocol between the U.S. and Guatemala. The draft is set to be presented to the government in Guatemala City this week. Under the terms of the agreement, migrants fleeing persecution in El Salvador and Honduras would be required to seek asylum in Guatemala, a gateway to Mexico and the United States. With few exceptions, those who continue north to the United States without testing their chances in Guatemala would be sent back there by U.S. immigration authorities. President Trump says he'd be open to accepting foreign help in winning re-election, and Democrats are condemning him. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
I thought I was done being shocked at anything President Trump could or would say.
But Delaware's Chris Coons is.
Everybody in the country should be totally appalled by what the president said.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats saying the president's essentially inviting more election interference next year.
It would strike at the very heart of our democracy.
Mitt Romney is among the Republicans calling out the president, who defended himself this morning, tweeting he talks about everything with foreign countries and it would be ridiculous to have to tell the FBI about all his contacts. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Senate Thursday turned back resolutions aimed at disproving multi-billion-dollar arms sales to Bahrain and Qatar amid continued intensive congressional scrutiny of weapons sales to U.S. allies in the Middle East. The Senate voted 43-56 against moving the resolution out of the Foreign Relations Committee and bringing it to the floor for consideration by the full chamber. It also voted 42-57 against discharging the resolution pertaining to Qatar. Beijing is working feverishly to lay claim to the moral high ground as a debate over a law in Hong Kong that would allow extradition to China. It's triggered massive protests and violent clashes between police and protesters. As it puts its support squarely behind Hong Kong's increasingly embattled leader Carrie Lam, censors in China working overtime to scrub the internet and social media of any discussion of the rallies in the fierce debate the extradition law has triggered. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my- of America.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studios here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again, so let's celebrate Africa. And today, we make our first stop, Jamila by Chameleon Josie of Uganda and Extraordinary Woman by Rocky Dauni of Ghana. But first...
extraordinary woman.
Ordinary Woman by Rocky Dauni of Ghana, and right before that was Jamila by Josie Chameleon of Uganda. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vanney here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records. I'll be right back with more music.
The lyrics could be French,
English,
Portuguese,
Bantu,
Arabic, etc.
It is the beat,
the African beat that counts.
The beat does all the translations.
It cuts across all languages and gives us the understanding that this is the African beat.
It is so distinct
and adhesive.
It binds us together.
African Beat on the Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time,
with David Bandy.
This is the African Beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African Beat. It brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
Welcome back. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Let's take a trip to the Democratic Republic of Congo. Kofi Olomide in Enrique. And right after that, Ikole by the late Oliver Ngoma of Gabon. And Culture by the Gavi sisters of Sierra Leone. Lois, Betty and Kema Gavi coming together again in a combination. But let's take it to the top right now with Enrique by Kofi Olomide of the Democratic Republic of Congo. We'll be right back.
fille que je m'en souvienne. Petite fille, tu vois, on n'oublie pas. Je n'oublie pas.
How I love this one. I'm sure you love it too out there in Sierra Leone. Culture by the Govee sisters, comprising Lois, Betty, and Kema Govee. And right before that was Ikole by the late Oliver Ngoma of Gabon, and Enrique by Kofi Olomide of the Democratic Republic of Congo. This is your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
You love it. We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. And so let's take some emails. This email is saying, this is a big thank you message going out to you, dear host David Vandy, and the entire African Beat crew at The Voice of America. I want you to know that you bring joy to the hearts of millions of people far and wide, all across the continent of Africa, even in far places that you can ever imagine. I keep a very tight work schedule, David, but usually looks forward to the long drive back home around 9 o'clock p.m. Nigerian time to keep a date with the African Beat via my car radio. Your program makes me feel proud to be an African. Please, David, don't forget to send my VOA goodies. I will appreciate it. This is from your regular listener, Akintoye Alawode in Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you very much, Akintoye. And another email here says, it is my pleasure to address my wishes to you for all you are doing for us as Africans. My dear David, may the good Lord grant you all your heart desires and all what you need in life. Happiness, longevity, success, and strong iron health. This is from Lamudia Abdulkarim in care of the Brilliant School in Accra, Ghana. Thank you so much, Lamudia. And right now, let's go back to music. If you are ready, let's get it going right now with King Khalid of Djibouti in Kene. And right after that, Modem by Flector Man of Nigeria and Mr. Lololova, the remix by Makadem of Kenya. But first, Kene by King Khalid of Djibouti.
Thank you.
Love, beautiful music on the African beat by Makadem of Kenya. And right before that was Modem by Flecterman of Nigeria and Kenny by King Khalid of Djibouti. This is your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Always remember that the power of the beat is in the African beat.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back. The African beat, Tukabieni by Miss Jojo of Rwanda, is coming up. And right after that, Dear Mama by Barry Anom of Morocco. And my favorite, Ami Yoga, with the special teamwork of Manu Dibango, Angelique Kidjo, and Papa Wemba. Oh, I love this one. That is what we'll climax with today. But let's take Tukabieni right now by Miss Jojo of Rwanda.
Kigali, ukwari ho hari amafaranga n'ibirori muri Kigali nshya u Rwanda rushya ubuzima bushya na vision nshya gusa turidagadura bukarinda bucya tukabaha injyana nshya abatoye mwese cyo ngaho
Yeah.
Beautiful Amiyo by Manu Dibango, Angelic Kidjo, and Papa Wemba. And before that, Dear Mama by Barry of Morocco, and Tukabieni by Miss Jojo of Rwanda. With all of this, I want to thank you today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And so, I am David Van Der here in Washington, bidding you so long.
Leave for you.